President Obama's newly appointed Ebola response coordinator, Ron Klain, officially became the point person on the U.S. response to Ebola yesterday. Meanwhile, in Texas, more than 40 people were taken off an Ebola watch list as the 21-day incubation period expired. Those two nurses infected with Ebola after treating Thomas Duncan, the Liberian man who died of the virus at a Dallas hospital on October 8th, remain hospitalized, and their conditions are improving. Perhaps it would be better if Ron Klain, the czar for the Ebola response, was from Nigeria. The World Health Organization said on Monday that Nigeria is now Ebola-free after only 42 days with no new cases.
This is a spectacular success story that shows to the world that Ebola can be contained. But we must be clear that we only won a battle. The war will only end when West Africa is also declared free of Ebola.
Nigeria ahead of the United States in an intelligent Ebola response. Alexis Akewo is a freelance journalist based in Lagos and has been covering Nigeria's response to this latest Ebola outbreak. Alexis, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It would seem that Nigeria had much greater challenges than the folks down in Dallas, but they've really succeeded spectacularly. What's the lesson here?
I think the lesson is that Nigeria really took charge from the get-go. When the first patient with Ebola landed in Nigeria, a Liberian-American man, they initially thought it was malaria, but due to his symptoms, they realized that it could be Ebola. They did rapid tests. They then notified officials, and it was quickly declared an emergency.
You know, one of the interesting dynamics here is that the Nigerian government has a reputation in Nigeria for being utterly incompetent, and the Boko Haram situation was really an example of how people didn't trust the Nigerian government. But all of a sudden, in their dealings with this crisis, they've managed to really turn things around. That's something we noted weeks ago on this program, and it really has gotten better since then.
Yes, there was even in Nigeria a level of surprise, and then after that, pride, because as you said, especially with the kidnapping of the girls last April, there was a sense that we really couldn't trust our government to do much to protect us. But with Ebola, it really turned around the crisis pretty well, unlike its neighbors, and surprised us, and has given us some renewed faith.
We're talking with Alexis Akewo, who's a freelance journalist based in Lagos, on a Skype line from Lagos, Nigeria. Is this community action? Is this a very much team effort within Nigeria? Is there a czar at the top, a leader who's really responsible for mobilizing the effort that's really taken care of this? How would you describe the nation pulling together here?
Initially, at the forefront were the doctors, the really courageous doctors who treated that first patient, who realized immediately that it was Ebola and who prevented him from, you know, being released and infecting other people, because actually the patient, he had wanted to be released and to sort of go to walk around and be outside, but they prevented that and many of them died. And then after that, you know, officials here with the state government sent out health teams of health workers and then also volunteers who were really effective in visiting thousands of homes, educating thousands of families, and then tracking down almost 1,000 people who had been in contact with Ebola patients and monitoring them, you know, intensely for the 21 days and making sure these people didn't get sick and that if they did get sick, they were treated well and isolated. So it was really, you know, from the top down, from government officials to volunteers on the ground who were really vigilant and who, as a result, made Nigerians be more vigilant in the way we interacted with each other and being more safe.
It's very interesting listening to the voice of Rui Gamabaz, who's a World Health Organization representative in Nigeria, talking about the spectacular success in Nigeria. It seems as though Nigeria, which has always been a regional sort of security player in terms of military activity in West Africa, has also said that they will take the lead in helping to eradicate Ebola among its neighbors. That's also a pretty interesting development here, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I mean, now we've learned that Nigeria will send, you know, over 100 volunteers to work in Liberia, which is probably the place most devastated by Ebola right now. It's really interesting and nice to hear that Nigeria is not just satisfied with having eradicated it from its own country, but that's going to help its neighbors also deal with the disease.
Very positive story there. Alexis Akewo, a freelance journalist based in Lagos, talking about the spectacular success of Nigeria in dealing with its own Ebola problem. Thanks so much, Alexis.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.